I'm here with head coach Luke Podmore after a terrific result at beating Stockport 2-1 in what could be one of the most important games of the season.
Yeah, wow, I don't know where to start really. I can say it's probably a game of two halves. You know, we had a really, really poor first half. We tried a few things really that we worked on and it didn't really quite come off. So it was important really that we got them in at half time. You know, it was a stonewall penalty. I'm glad we got the penalty before half time because that gave us the boost we needed. And then it was all really. I think the pendulum sort of swung towards them. And when I went in at half time and spoke to the players, I could see that they wanted it and I could see that they such was about to bring it out of them. And, you know, luckily, you know, they went out in the second half and performed like that. And they showed us how much they wanted it tonight and they went and got a 2-1 win.
Yeah, it's all like it. You often hear that game of two halves. It was almost like a game of 40-50 or something like that because we started pushing with about 5 minutes to go of the first half.
Yeah.
Until we firstly seemed to wake up when we got them down the other end and we were forcing them. Then we came from a corner where we got the handball decision.
Yeah.
Which was, I've already checked, clear on ball.
Yeah, clear on ball.
She got two hands up and to try and block the ball. It's one of them. You can't do anything else but
well, that's it, yeah, and there's cries from the opposition bench, as you can imagine, that, you know, it wasn't a penalty. It was you can't do that with what's going on this week in the Champions League. If it's your hand and it's going towards goal, it's a penalty. So, you know, rightly so, we got ourselves back in the game and we spoke about this before the game. We spoke about key times in the game, 35 minutes to 45 minutes when the end of the half, when teams generally tiring and are ready for a break. Can we get something in that period of time? And we managed to step it up and realise when that moment was there. But obviously it's a shame it took that long, but you know, at the end of the day, we still managed to pick it up and get us a goal, and that set us up really for the second half. And I think the substitutes made a massive impact. I think Cara, when she came on, you know, and we changed the system as well at half time, and it was just us. We were allowed to flourish a little bit more, and obviously, us against them, you know, we came out on top.
Yeah, massive difference between the first and second halves.
Yeah.
Some of that obviously down to Stockport County's fitness levels. They just didn't really seem to be able to run like they had in the first half. And obviously, like you say, the shape and the new bit of personnel being introduced of Cara, she really did make the difference, and she certainly did with the goal as well.
Yeah, we were different, so it's not that they were, you know, unfit, or, you know, we caused them different problems, and we found things that we should have found in the first half and the second half, but, you know, we managed to take advantage of it. And I think you can agree with me, when we look back at the second half, we could have had a couple more as well. I thought we should have had another penalty, but at the end of the day, we've won 2-1, and I'm just absolutely delighted for the girls, because I said to them in the dressing room at the start of the game, this is 2.5 years work this to get to where we are today, not just this season. You know, when we first started working together, this is where we wanted to be, and this is where we wanted to be on the verge of. So, you know, the ones who've been here since the very start, they'll understand how much this means to them, and I think that came through in the second half today.
Absolutely. So we're back here again in the league again for.
We're on the 3G weekend because obviously the men's team are home on Saturday. So yeah, we'll be on 3G against Wigan, 2 o'clock kickoff. Again, fantastic support from the fans tonight. 190 plus tonight again. You know, if we can continue that now to the end of the season, you'll really give this team a boost, and hopefully we can get over the line.
Yes, let's all do that. I mean, you can see there's quite a lot of faces that have been here for these last two matches that haven't been as regular previously.
Yeah.
Let's hope we can get them all in for that last run down to the title. Hopefully,
sounds great, Neil. Thank you very much.